Welcome back to the No Panic Zone. It's a Friday on the Steve Guerra Show. So good to have you along. Greatly appreciate it. We're going to jump back on the DTE Common Sense Hotline real quickly. We've got Scott checking in. Daytona Beach, Florida is where he is today. Daytona Beach, Florida, watching on Roku today. Scott, how are you?
I'm good, Steve. Thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate you calling. What's on your mind?
I just have some concern. I'm a grandparent, and I am currently having to teach my grandson on the through all nightmare, and the parents neglect the stepfathers, the boyfriends. Is anybody bothered to look into the effect this COVID-19 is having on our nation's children?
The kindergarten, so
through, you know, no child services. Normally, they have teachers at school that if there's an incident, they have to report it.
Yeah. Of abuse, bus drivers, neglect. Teachers, the lunchroom lady, all of them are mandatory reporters. And it's a great point you make, Scott, and I appreciate you calling in. Thank you. It's one of the big concerns with the continued lockdowns because there's been a big surge in domestic violence reports in the United States, but the number of child abuse accusations have dropped because people like teachers and bus drivers and so forth that would normally report that are not working right now. So, Scott, I appreciate you checking in today. Moving on to my next guest, he also has great concerns about the ongoing lockdowns and the other things that we're facing in this country, especially when you see the numbers continue to reduce. Congressman Tim Walberg represents Michigan's 7th Congressional District. He's here every Friday. Congressman, welcome back.
Good to be back with you, coming from Washington, D.C. today, where we're getting ready to spend $3 trillion of taxpayers' money that we haven't printed yet. And it's very concerning. It's a wish list. It's really Nancy Pelosi's Socialist Party wish list. And it's not going to help our country. In fact, it's going to prolong the pain and problem. In fact, let me state right from the top, Steve, today, I'm firmly believing right now it is time fully to end the lockdown across the country, but especially in Michigan, at the very least in the majority of the state, the regions where this has not caused the pandemic problem that we've seen in other places. And it's interesting to look at the governors, Republican governors, who are opening their state or who have already opened their state,
right,
to see that really the impact has been less than in the states like Michigan, where we've had a lockdown by a governor who has, for some reason, felt the power or the fear and has done the things that will really hurt us for the long haul.
Now, we'll find out more today as it goes to court. As you well know, the Court of Claims in Michigan is the first stop for the legislators' lawsuit against the governor filed here when she extended her lockdowns, and they say without their authority, which is true, the law reads 28 days, and they have to have the blessing of the legislature to move forward. She said, I don't need that. And move forward. We saw what happened this week in Wisconsin. The Supreme Court in Wisconsin striking down Tony Evers' lockdown order, saying, no, that's not constitutional. You don't just have unilateral control and power. A lot of people, millions of people now in Michigan, hoping for the same, because you've got groups of people, be it those that cut hair or own gyms or whatever it may be, that have no direction whatsoever. You've got people that own restaurants and so forth that have been out of work since, March. Since mid-March, and trying to figure out what do we do now, because they don't know. And a lot of these places are going to be bankrupt forever. And then you go to this $3 trillion stimulus bill you mentioned right off the top, Congressman. It is a laundry list of garbage and things that have nothing to do at all with putting America back on path to where we need to be. And I think the best way to get back on the path is to stop these lockdowns. Yes or no?
Grow the economy, and the only way you grow the economy is through the private sector. We are the ones that produce. We are the ones that provide the jobs. We are the ones that do the work, and that's the only way to do it. Sadly, unlike Wisconsin, we do not have a Supreme Court that understands the Constitution. There are only two members of the Supreme Court in Michigan that really understand the Constitution. We talk about Zara and Markman. I'll name names. Those are the only two that really understand the Constitution. So we don't have the hope that Wisconsin has to take the state's rights back and do what the people really want to be done, take the risk, be Americans, understand that others gave their lives, their fortunes, their sacred honor to move forward. We understand that there's pain potential and there's concern that we ought to have about that. But think about the loss of dreams, the aspects, commitment, sacrifice that people have put toward jobs. Even immigrants that illegally have come into our country and started businesses with their families to produce jobs and care for themselves. We've destroyed that opportunity, and we continue to do it. And so Nancy Pelosi comes up with a wish list of $3 trillion that takes away states' rights, changes the election policy. It does all sorts of things that don't even have one iota.
And I want to jump in on that because that's an important part. I believe this is almost 2,000 pages, if I'm not mistaken, almost 2,000 pages of God who knows what. But I want to focus on that voting thing you just mentioned. The Democrats' big push right now is for mail-in ballots and to have some sort of control over the balloting. But the federal government cannot dictate to the states how they run their elections. Federalism 101. States get to set up their elections as they see fit, correct?
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be. But this bill federalizes the entire election process. It takes power away from the states. It calls for mailed absentee ballots for everyone, every voter permanently. It permits same-day registration nationwide.
No ID, of course.
Pardon?
No ID.
It prevents states from having ID requirements. How dare they do that? But this is what they're attempting to do. Enacts a national vote by mail, certifies and codifies ballot harvesting that we've seen in California that's taken away elections. We have a special election right now that has been won by a Republican. He was 12 points ahead. We'll see what happens by today when they say the votes can continue to come in till today, when Election Day was Tuesday. And we'll see if anything changes there. So this is the type of thing that she's doing along with all sorts of other expenditures that she's putting in place that don't have one idea related to what's going on. What is $10 million for National Endowment for the Arts have with coronavirus?
Not a thing.
What does $10 million for National Endowment for the Humanities? $40 million for Geological Survey. Now, come on. This is what socialism talks about.
Don't forget the big prize, because it's the universal basic income. I have talked to so many people now that either had employees that have gone that because they're getting $600 more per week because of the federal government push of money in. What should have happened is your unemployment could not have exceeded what you were making during your full-time or part-time job. That should have been a cap on there. But there wasn't, of course. I had one guy tell me that his daughter, 17, working part-time, got laid off. She's making more money now than she's 17 years old, getting the $600 bonus on top of her unemployment. He said there's no justification for that at all, for this high school student beginning this exercise. But that's the way it's worked. That's the way it's being played out.
In this bill today, they want to extend that $600 additional unemployment insurance benefit. They want to extend that to January 31 of 2021.
Of course they do. They can buy votes all the way through. That's the whole plan. All right, sit right tight right there, Congressman. We got a lot to sort through because I still want to get through Michael Flynn and the unmasking and everything else that's going on. So we're going to do that with Tim Walberg, Congressman from Michigan's 7th Congressional District, in just a moment here in the No Panic Zone. It's a Friday. So much to cover, but can you imagine $3 trillion more dollars? They really do think that money grows on trees. It's like the magic money tree. AOC, I think, found that somewhere along the way. It's the No Panic Zone on the Steve Guerrero Show. Sit tight. Congressman Tim Walberg back after this.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom, but a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Some high school game officials get involved because they decided it was time to stop complaining about the referees as a spectator and become one. They found it to be a rewarding and humbling experience. We always need more officials. To get involved, go to MHSAA.com. There's help wanted, just whistle. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Start